There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Forward thinking.
So we're going to start. If you're listening in for the first time, what we're going to do is we're going to tell you one thing that you can do every day this week so you can go out after work and not have to stay at home. And we're going to start with Sunday. We're going to start with tonight. And if you're back to work and the weekend ended a little bit too quickly for you, why not take a zip line in the marina?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I've seen this zip line on YouTube. And maybe you could get to work. I don't think I'd make it to work.
Why not?
Because it's a very, very high and long zip line.
But it's really cool. It'll wake you up.
Yeah, no two ways about it. It'd be better than a cold shower, wouldn't it?
Definitely. So it's the newest addition to the city. It's the X Line Dubai Marina. It's only a kilometre long, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's from the top of JBR's Amwaj Tower to the terrace of the Dubai Marina Mall. So, you know, you can get off, get some dinner and, you know, back in bed.
Get some dinner. I don't know. It's good to have my dinner before I get on this line. It features an incline of 16 degrees and reaches an average speed of 80 kilometers per hour. Seriously?
Yes.
80 clicks an hour?
Yes.
I don't even do that in my car.
The best thing is that it's got a double line, which means you can take someone with you and fly together. So you don't have to do it solo.
Can you actually hold hands?
Possibly. I suppose. Yeah. Why not?
Well, that might calm me down a little bit.
So if you're going today, it's open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the cost is 650 dirhams for single and 1200 dirhams for couple.
Right then. Well, that's your Sunday sorted out. What about Monday? Now, comedian Danny Boy is going to be at Dubai Opera for one night only.
Yes, and incidentally, he's also the first stand-up comedian to perform at the venue. And we spoke to him a few weeks ago and asked him how he feels about coming to Dubai for the first time.
I always get excited when I come to a new territory. Like, I did a tour of Sweden just recently, and it gets me really excited because I'm like, well, this isn't a territory I've not been to before. It's a challenge, you know, it's a step up, and it'll be the same in Dubai, you know, I'm not a kind of comedian that sort of rocks up and just jumps on stage and does his usual stick. I like to get into the culture of a place and try and find the sort of uniqueness of the place itself and try and weave that into the act and make it feel like it's a show for Dubai rather than just me doing another show. So I'll put effort into it and try and find your funny bone.
I kind of like that when they include the area that they're actually performing in. You know, maybe a couple of gags that are about Dubai, looking at the funny side of Dubai.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they really go that extra mile, and I like that.
Exactly, the effort that's gone into it. It's not just a generic show. So that's happening on the 11th of December, 8 p.m. Tickets are 195 onwards, but you do need to be 14 and above to attend it.
Right, now, staying with Dubai Opera, and it's certainly a big night coming up on Tuesday. As Dame Joan Collins is in Dubai for one evening, the actress, philanthropist, best-selling author, she's going to spend the evening answering questions that you've always wanted to know. The production also features never-before-seen footage from her legendary career. Now, the ticket spoke exclusively to her last week. We're going to be hearing the full interview a little bit later on this afternoon in our opera slot. But she told us what she, you know, hopes audiences will take away from this.
I'm so excited to be bringing my new show, An Evening With, to the Dubai Opera on December the 12th. So come and see me live, and you can ask me anything you want within reason. So hope to see you there.
That's Joan Collins then. We're going to be chatting to her exclusively a little bit later on in the show. She'll be telling us how she landed that legendary role in Dynasty.
Yeah, so it's happening 12th of December, 8 p.m. Dubai Opera, and tickets start 295 dirhams.
Now on to Wednesday night, you might want to head off to Al Sakal Avenue for this one.
Yes, it's the Gulf Photo Plus Street Week, which kicks off on Wednesday. And it starts with the Arab Street Exhibition from 7 p.m. And we had Mohammed Samji from GPP on the show last week for Snap Happy to talk everything about photography, as he does every fortnight on a Wednesday. And he says it's a great way to start learning more about the different Middle Eastern cities.
It's the first time that I know of that there's been an Arab street photography exhibition. And I think it was really interesting to be able to put that together, A, because, again, it's a testament to the quality of Arab photographers. 80% of the photographers are Arabs working in the region that they live in and doing some great photography, from Casablanca to Dubai to Amman to Beirut and Saudi Arabia and Medina and Mecca. So it's some really fantastic photography. It's also, you know, very interesting because, you know, when the Arab street is depicted in international media, it's, you know, very much in the eyes of the people who are writing the news, mostly out, you know, in the West. And I think that the Arab Street is a lot more nuanced and a lot more layered than what we seem to be told it is. And so, you know, there's a lot of humor in the show, and that's, again, something that I think is fantastic to be able to capture.
So Gulf Photo Plus, Al Sakal Avenue, free entry on the 13th, and it starts from 7 p.m.
Yeah, we are planning out your week ahead with more on Dubai. It's a super busy time, as we mentioned, and we've got a lot more things happening in the city. We'll tell you all about them when we come back.
Forward thinking.
Yeah, just recapping on Sunday, something very special happening at the Marina and JVR. It'll certainly wake you up if you fancy a zip line to work, maybe.
Yeah, but unless you work at Dubai Marina Mall, that's not really going to work.
It's the newest addition to the city, the X Line Dubai Marina. It's a kilometre-long zip line from the top of JBR's Amwaj Towers to the terrace of Dubai Marina Mall.
Yes, and tomorrow night you can go and see the comedian Danny Boy live at Dubai Opera for one night only. He's also the first stand-up comedian to perform at the venue.
And at that very same venue, Dubai Opera, you can see Dame Joan Collins on Tuesday evening. She's going to be answering questions, all kinds of questions, things that you wanted to know about her. And the production also features never-before-seen footage from her legendary career.
And on Wednesday, you can head to Al Sakal Avenue. There's a free Art Street exhibition happening at Gulf Photo Plus, and that's from 7 p.m. Free entry.
Sounds good. Now, Thursday night is going to be a big laugh as another famous comedian is going to be in town. We're talking about John Bishop. He returns to Dubai after his sold-out show in 2014, this time with new material as part of his Winging It tour.
We bought a new fridge, and we had a fridge. There was nothing wrong with the fridge that we had. It just wasn't massive. So my wife wanted a new fridge. She wanted a new silver fridge that's the size of a bungalow. And we got this fridge, and the best thing about this fridge, the big selling point about this fridge, is that you can get instant cold water direct from the fridge, which is, I've got to be honest, that hasn't half changed our lives. Because what we've decided to do is to put the fridge in the kitchen next to the sink. I'm probably saving myself a yard of walking every day.
Yeah, I love the sound of John Bishop there. I know what he means about that water coming out the fridge.
Yes, so that's happening at the World Trade Center Thursday, 14th of December. Tickets start from 295 and 495 dirhams. Incidentally, he also does this TV show called In Conversation with John Bishop.
Yeah.
And he's got some great celebrities on there, including Russell Brand and James Corden, and, you know, never seen, never heard of, because they really opened up to him. And I watched the Russell Brand one. Really, really funny interview. I must recommend you watch it. And he actually spoke about, you know, his marriage to Katy Perry.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Because he's not really said a lot about that, has
he? Exactly. So yeah. It's quite an open, candid interview.
So he's got this knack of getting the hidden gems out of them.
Exactly. It's a very good one if you are so inclined.
So that's Thursday night. Then on to Friday. Why don't you watch some beach polo at Skydive Dubai?
Yeah, imagine polo being played on the sand. There's a live DJ, plenty of food trucks, and it's all happening in a special purpose-built arena.
Yeah, unlike in field polo, a reduced team of three players aside, rather than the usual four, takes part in a scaled-down arena. The ball is also made of lighter weight materials. If it comes flying your way and hits you in the mouth, it won't be as painful as the other one is.
Yeah, so the Beach Polo Club is contested by four teams comprising of 12 of the best polo players in the world, including international and local players. Tickets start 60 dirhams.
Welcome back to the show this afternoon. We are planning out your week here as we are live from the red carpet here at the Dubai International Film Festival. We've looked at every single evening of things to do here in the city of Dubai, and on to Saturday.
Yeah, so it's your last chance to check out the Letters to Andy Warhol exhibition at Dubai Design District. You can pop into the design community to check out the collection of the legend's work. It's brought to the city courtesy of Cadillac and the Andy Warhol Museum. And here's Patrick Moore, he's a curator of the museum.
The exhibition is a collection of objects from our collection, which feature Cadillac. Warhol drew, painted, and photographed Cadillac throughout his career. And then also some letters from our archival collection that are letters to Andy from people and institutions that we think are really revealing of Warhol's character. And then also some objects made by contemporary influencers and tastemakers that respond to those objects.
So that's Patrick Andrew Warhol there talking about the exhibition. You can see it at Dubai Design District from 12 p.m. through until 9 p.m. And entry is absolutely free. And that's a look at things to do this week.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.